Ted, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again. The young, the millions of readers of Archie Comics Magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang.
And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home. We find Mrs. Andrews in the kitchen just preparing breakfast.
Come on, get out of bed. Come on, sleepyhead, here comes the sun.
Good morning, Mom.
Oh, Archie, good morning, dear. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks, Mom. Breakfast ready?
Just about.
Good boy, am I hungry this morning. Pass the butter, please, Mom. Huh?
Archie.
Huh?
I'm surprised at you.
At me? She was what for, Mom?
For what you're doing.
What's wrong with buttering my toast?
You know perfectly well what's wrong with it. Since when do you come barging into the kitchen, sit down and start eating whether anyone else is ready to eat or not?
Oh, that?
Yes, that. You know perfectly well we all sit down at the table together every morning.
But, Mom, I'm starved. I'm famished. I'm dying of malnutrition.
Archie, you're absolutely the best-fed case of malnutrition I've ever seen. Now, you just wait a few minutes till your father gets down here.
He's okay, Mom, but what's taking him so long?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, dear.
Now, good morning, dear.
Morning, Dad. Can I eat now, Mom?
In a minute, Archie. Well, Fred, what makes you so full of energy this morning?
Oh, got to be, dear. Got to be. I'm in a hurry. Just give me some coffee and toast, please. I'm late.
Late for what?
Well, for the office, dear. I've got to get down there right away and finish some contracts I'm getting ready for J.P. Henderson.
Can I eat now, Mom?
In a minute, Archie. Fred, who is J.P. Henderson?
A big buyer from New York, Mary. He's coming in on the 10-10, and I promised to meet him at the depot. And I've got to get those contracts ready before I go down there.
Oh, all right, dear. Well, your coffee's all ready.
Oh, good, good.
Now I can eat, Mom?
Yes, Archie, go ahead and eat. Oh, but answer the door first.
But, Mom, I'm starved. I'm famished.
Now, Archie, don't start that malnutrition business again. What? You'll live till you answer the door, I'm sure.
She was okay. But I don't know why I can't get anything to eat in my own house. Fine thing. Hello. She was Jughead. Who'd you expect? Shane? No, Jughead, I did not expect Shane or you either so early. What are you doing over here anyway? Well, I just stopped by to see...
Stop by, dear. Bye. See you later. Oh, hello, Jughead. Hello, Archie.
Hello, Mr. Hayne. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, goodbye, Jughead. Goodbye, Archie.
Bye, Dad. Boy, that was the fastest hello and goodbye I ever had. Where's your father going in such a hurry anyway?
To the office, Jug. He's got some kind of a big deal on today.
Oh. Well, anyway, Archie, the reason I stopped by is to find out if you want to go to the movies this afternoon.
There's oh, well, boy. I forgot all about that.
All about what?
My allowance. Dad never gave it to me.
Dad, come back! Dad! Dad, wait, you didn't give me my allowance! Well, you won't get much allowance today, Archie. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone, Jug. But I'm still going to get my allowance.
How?
The only way I can. By going down to Dad's office and asking for it.
Gee, do you think you should do that?
Think I should do that? The first time in a year I'm not asking for an advance or a loan or extra money? Just my regular allowance? Jug, don't be silly. Let's go.
It is understood that regular delivery will be made on the 1st of June, according to conditions specified. Come in. Above and
hello, Dad.
Archie.
Hello.
And Jughead, well, what are you two doing here?
Well, Dad, I know you don't like me to bother you at your office, but there's something important I have to ask you.
Well, all right, Archie. Just wait half a second while I finish writing the last line of this contract, and then I can talk to you. Sit down, Jughead.
Okay, Dad. Sit down, Jughead.
Here I am.
Witness the whereof we set our signatures. That does it. Now, Archie, would you take this out to Miss Simmons and ask her to type it up right away?
Miss Simmons? She was there. Miss Simmons isn't out there.
She isn't out there?
Mm-mm.
Good grief. I knew she wasn't there when I came in, but I figured she'd be just a few minutes late. See, this isn't funny. Who's going to type this contract?
Well, I don't know, Dad. Dad, I just came down...
Here, I have to go down to the depot to meet a customer in a few minutes, and this contract has to be ready for the man by the time we get back here.
Yes, Dad. Dad, I came down here to ask you...
What are you going to do now?
Dad, I don't know. I came down to ask you...
I can't stop. I can't stop to type that darn thing myself.
Dad, I just wanted to ask you if you could...
Oh, fine. Now I have to answer the phone, too. Andrews and Company. Fred Andrews speaking.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. This is Miss Simmons.
Miss Simmons? Well, where the dickens are you?
Home, Mr. Andrews.
Home? Well, what the dickens are you doing there?
I'm in bed with a cold.
With a cold?
Oh, no. Miss Simmons, you can't do that to me.
Do you have a cold, too?
Yeah. No, I have a contract.
Beg pardon?
I have a contract that has to be typed up right away.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Andrews. But the doctor said I'm not to get out of bed for anything. He said a cold like this could lead to bronchitis.
Well, I'm sorry to... yes,
or
I imagine. Yes, sometimes...
Oh, who knows why?
Miss Simmons, I'm sure I don't know what. And I'm sure I wouldn't want to be responsible for wrecking your health just so you could type up a contract for me.
Oh, I knew you'd feel that way, Mr. Andrews.
Well, if you have a cold, you'll just stay in bed until it's gone.
I will, Mr. Andrews. Thanks ever so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thanks for calling.
Not at all, Mr. Andrews. I should be better in a day or two.
Yes, I hope so. Well, goodbye, Miss Simmons.
Bye, Mr. Andrews.
How do you like that? Just when I needed to type a contract in a hurry, what do you think that Miss Simmons is doing?
Blowing her nose.
That's right. Chuck, be quiet.
Dad, I came down to ask you if you...
And who's going to type this contract for me now?
Dad, I can't...
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Archie, you are just the one.
I'm just the one what?
To type this contract.
Type that contract? Me?
Yes, Archie, you... Now, you know how to type well enough to copy a contract. It's just one page.
Oh, but, Dad,
just type it very slowly and carefully, and you won't have any trouble at all.
But, Dad,
then
I just came
down to meet the train.
Dad,
just start it right away now, so you'll be finished by the time I get back.
But, Dad, I came down here to ask you...
Archie, I don't have time to listen to you now. But you can ask me when I get back, and you can have whatever it is you want if that contract is finished. Now, goodbye.
But, Dad, wait! I came down here... Gee whiz. Well, it looks like you're in business for yourself.
Boy, I sure am. I should have asked for that money before Miss Simmons called. Then I wouldn't have to sit here typing up an old contract.
Too late for that now. If you want that money, you better start typing.
I guess you're right, Judge. I might as well get it over and done with. Come on out front. I'll use Miss Simmons' typewriter.
Okay. But I didn't know you could type. Judge, don't be silly.
Of course I can type. What's there to knowing how to type? Any idiot with 10 fingers can type. Just hand me a couple of sheets of typing paper and a piece of carbon paper, please, and I'll show you.
Huh? Here you are.
Yep. Now, you just watch how I can type, Jug. Just you watch.
Attaboy, Archie, that was terrific! Come on! Encore!
Jughead, don't be so funny. I know that was just one key, but I just wanted to show you how fast I could find the very first letter. Be quiet now. Show you how I really type a whole lot of letters at one time.
Okay.
Now, let's see. The first word is this. I'll type that.
If the first word is this, why are you going to type that?
Because that's the first word.
I thought you said this is the first word.
I did.
But you just said that is the first word.
I did.
Archie, look. What's the first word?
No, Judge, not what.
This. Oh, fine. Archie, I know what isn't the first word. I just thought you said that's the first word.
No, this is the first word.
Oh, great. Archie, look, just type the first word, whatever it is.
Well, I will if you'll just quit arguing with me, Judge.
Okay. I quit.
Hey! There you are, Judge. Look.
T-H-I-S. Archie, when your father said type slowly, just how slowly did he mean?
Jughead, don't be funny. I'm just typing slow enough not to make any mistakes.
Archie, if you typed any slower, the keys would stand up and say, "Here I am, Archie, come hit me."
Jughead, never mind the why, Scratch. You just sit there and be quiet so I can get this finished.
Okay.
Let's see, the next word is letter. L-E-T-T.
There's only two T's in letters.
Judge, I know that. I just can't find it.
Oh. Well, stick with it, kid. It must be there someplace.
Yeah. Jughead, be quiet. There it is.
Now, how did it get way over there?
Jughead.
Okay.
T. Where's the other T?
You use the same one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
E.
R. There it is, Jug. This letter. Now, the next word is constitute.
Archie.
Jughead, now what?
I'm thirsty.
Well, go get a drink.
Where?
Out of the water cooler, of course.
But I need a penny.
A penny? Jughead, what do you need a penny for?
To get one of those paper cups out of the gadget that holds them. Jughead, you don't need a penny. Just push that plunger and a cup comes out for nothing.
Gee, it costs a penny in the movies.
Jughead, this isn't the movies. This is my father's office and the water is free. My father's a big spender that way.
Okay, okay.
Needs a penny, Jughead. Let's see. I need the letter C. Here it is. O. N.
Archie.
Joseph, what do you want now?
I brought you a drink of water.
What for?
Just in case you get thirsty. It'll save you a trip.
Oh, fine. All right, Joseph, fine. Thanks a lot. But I don't want it right now, so just put it down someplace, huh?
Okay. There.
S. T. I. T. You.
Oh, boy! The water! I took some water right into my lap!
You mean the carrot from the typewriter knocked it off the desk?
Sure did. That water is ice cold.
Oh, Judd, I'm sorry.
A fine friend. You are a fine friend.
Judd, I didn't know.
I bring you a glass of water and you spill it all over me.
Judd, I didn't realize it.
But that water cooler really cools that water. Wowie! Judd, will you please be quiet?
Oh, now you're going to yell at me, too. Judd, I'm not yelling. I'm just trying to explain that I didn't knock that cup of water off the table on purpose. I didn't even know the cup of water was there. Besides, I didn't ask you to bring it over to me in the first place. Besides, I apologize.
Apologize to my pants.
Jughead, stop worrying about your pants. Just take them off.
Take them off?
Sure. Hang them out the window to dry.
And sit around here in my underwear?
No, Jug, you don't have to sit around here in your underwear. While your pants are drying, you can wrap your jacket around you like a skirt.
With the sleeves dangling?
Jug, I don't...
I look like I got four legs.
Jug, you won't look like you've got four legs. Now quit arguing and get those wet pants off and wrap your jacket around you for a skirt.
Oh, okay. But next time we come down to your father's office, remind me to bring a bathing suit.
Jug, you're in more trouble than anyone I yet. Here's the phone. Andrews and Company. Archibald Andrews speaking.
Oh, fine. Hello, Archibald. This is your father.
Oh, Dad. Dad, where are you?
At the depot. Have you been any phone calls or telegrams from Mr. Henderson?
Gee, was no, Dad, not a thing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Well, that's strange. Well, I guess I missed him.
Missed who?
J.P. Henderson. The 1010 just came in, but I didn't see him get off. So I thought he might have called or wired to say he was taking a later train. But if he didn't, I guess he's here someplace, so I'll just have to look around again.
Oh, okay, Dad. And if he calls, I'll tell him that you're at the depot.
You're fine. Bye.
Bye, Dad. Jug, that jacket doesn't look bad at all for a skirt.
Oh, no, it's charming. Lovely. Delightful. Just what the well-dressed young hula dancer will wear this for.
Now, Jug, quit griping and be quiet so I can finish typing this letter before Dad gets back here. Oh, boy, the phone again. Jug, you get it or I'll never finish typing this.
How do I get it?
You just push that button on the switchboard and pick up the receiver.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hello, Archie?
No, this is Jughead.
Oh, hi, Jughead. This is Veronica. Archie there?
Yeah, just a minute. It's Veronica, Archie.
Veronica? She was how she know I was here.
Ask her.
Well, maybe I better talk to her in my father's office.
Why in there?
So I can have a little privacy, if you don't mind, Jug. Just push that first red button and I'll take the call in here.
Okay.
Wonder what Veronica wants anyway. Hello, Veronica. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Veronica?
No, Jug, this is me. Where's Veronica?
I don't know. I'm having trouble with these buttons on the switchboard.
Jughead, it's the first button on your left, the red one.
Okay, I'll try.
Fine. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, I
nice to hear your voice, too, Veronica. But how come you called here?
Well, I called you at home and told your mother it was important, and she said she thought she heard you say something about going down to your father's office. You don't mind my calling you there, do you?
You mind? Gee whiz, Veronica, of course I don't mind. You know I'm always glad to talk to you.
Are you really, Archie?
Sure. In fact, every time I hear your voice, Veronica, I just want to tell you that...
Betty's on the other wire. client.
But Betty's on the other wire. What? No. Jughead, is that you?
Uh-huh. Betty's calling on the other wire.
Oh, fine. Well, tell her to wait. I'm talking to Veronica.
Okay.
Hello, Veronica. I'm sorry about the interruption. What I was trying to say was, you're the prettiest girl I know, Veronica.
Oh, is that so?
Sure. It's Betty. Is that you?
Yes, it is. And just what did you mean by that last remark?
Betty, Jughead got the lines crossed. You don't understand. I was just telling Veronica that you're prettier than she is.
Oh, is that so?
Sure, I owe... Veronica, where did you come from?
Jughead had the lines mixed, and I gather he's not the only one.
Now, Veronica, don't jump to conclusions. You're the one I really think is pretty, and in fact, I think you're beautiful.
Why, Archie, this is so sudden.
Yes, I... Jughead! Jughead, is that you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Where the dickens are Veronica and Betty?
Someplace on this switchboard, but I don't know just where.
Well, Jughead, get it straightened out, will you please? I don't know how you could be so dumb.
Well, Archie Andrews, I've heard just about enough from you.
Veronica, I didn't mean you. Veronica, the switchboard is all mixed up, and I don't know who I'm talking to. Look, why don't you just come down here to the office? It's the only way we can talk.
Oh, all right, I'll be right over.
Betty? Is that you?
What did you think it was?
I thought you were Veronica.
That's exactly who I am.
Yeah, well, oh, no. Oh, this is too much for me. Oh, will you please come over to my father's office right away?
But I am at the office.
Jughead, get off the line. Betty, are you still there?
Hello.
Veronica? Veronica, did you hear what I just said?
Sure I did. I'm not deaf.
I give up. Oh, what a mix-up. Jughead, what the dickens were you doing to that switchboard?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
You were on this line, and Veronica was on this line, but then Betty called on this line, and I took the call on this line, and I... Oh, Jughead, never mind the gruesome details, huh? You sure gummed that up fine. I think Betty and Veronica are both mad at me now. Boy, maybe that's Veronica calling back. I'll take it myself this time. Hello?
Hello, is this Andrews and Company?
Oh, yes, sir, yes it is.
Well, is Mr. Andrews there? This is J.P. Henderson.
Oh, Mr. Henderson, Mr. Andrews is down at the depot meeting you.
Meeting me?
Yes, sir. He called a few minutes ago and said he was looking all over for you.
Oh, for the love of Mike. I've been searching high and low for him. Look. If he calls again, tell him I got tired of this merry-go-round and I'm taking a taxi to his office and he can just meet me there.
Oh, all right, Mr. Henderson, I'll tell him.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Who was that? The man my father's trying to meet. He's coming up here.
Up here?
Uh-huh.
Gee whiz. What's he going to think if he sees me wearing my jacket for a skirt? He'll think I'm standing on my own shoulders.
Jughead, don't worry about that. You can just wait in the other office when he gets here and... Well, that couldn't be him already.
Archie?
Yeah. Gee whiz, it's Betty.
Hello, Archie. Hello, Jughead. Jughead, what on earth are you wearing?
My jacket where my pants ought to be.
Oh, I see.
Gee whiz, Betty, what made you come over here?
Well, I couldn't make much sense out of that telephone conversation, and I wanted to find out what you're doing today.
Oh, that. Look, Betty, I can't discuss it with you right now. I'm in an awful rush. I promised my father that I'd type up this contract for him before a customer gets here. Well, the customer is on his way here now, and... I've hardly even started.
Well, golly, can I help?
You? How can you help?
Well, I'm a very good typist. I study typing in school.
Gee whiz, I forgot all about that. Oh, that's swell, Betty. That's great. Oh, boy, am I glad you came over, Betty. You can finish this contract in no time at all. Here, just sit right down here and I'll start typing.
All right, Archie. Where's the eraser?
What eraser?
The typewriter eraser.
Betty, never mind the eraser. Just type.
Oh, no, Archie. They taught us in school never to start typing until we had a good write, plenty of paper, and an eraser.
Oh, me. Betty, look in that right-hand drawer. Maybe it's in there.
All right. This drawer is locked.
Well, fine. Just never mind the eraser.
They taught us in school.
All right. They taught you in school, huh? Betty, open the center drawer. This is one of those desks where the center drawer unlocks the side drawers. Now, just pull the center drawer out.
All right.
That's it. Fine. Now just try the side drawer.
Still locked.
Now what do we do?
Archie, sometimes if you slam that center drawer hard, it unlocks the side drawer. At least it does that on my father's desk. Maybe this desk is the same.
Right? I doubt it.
Well, we can't lose anything by trying. I'll show you. There. Now try the side drawer. All right?
Still locked? That trick didn't work at all, Jeff.
I guess not. But it always worked on my... Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
I caught my tie in this drawer when I slammed it.
So what?
get all excited. Just open the drawer again.
That's just it. Now this drawer is locked.
Yeah, we all locked.
Yeah, and this is my best tie.
Oh, golly.
I'm caught like a mouse in a mouse trap.
Jug, I don't...
I'm trapped like a bear in a bear trap.
Jug, just
like a canary in a canary trap.
Jug, will you calm down?
Calm down? How can I calm down when I'm wearing a desk for a tie clash?
Betty, would you just hand me those scissors, please?
What do I do if nobody has a key to this?
Jughead, we're not going to need a key.
My tie. My tie. You cut my tie.
Jughead, will you please be quiet? We don't have time to stand around here listening to you yowl about being caught in a desk. I had to cut your tie so that I can get this typing done. Just quit complaining about your tie, and I'll give you one of my ties, or I'll buy you a new one.
Oh, all right. I never liked that tie anyway.
Oh, fine. Now, Betty, will you please start typing before my father's customer gets here?
Hello?
Ooh, too late. Yes, sir? Can I help you?
Yes, I'm J.P. Henderson. Good heavens, what's this boy wearing?
My jacket for pants. You see, I was
crazy. Jughead, never mind the long explanation, huh? Just ignore him, Mr. Henderson. He had a little accident and... Oh, the phone. Excuse me a minute, Mr. Henderson, please. Hello?
Archie, have there been any calls from Mr. Henderson yet?
Yes, Dad. In fact, he's here.
There? Well, Archie, when did he get there?
Just now. He got tired waiting at the depot.
Oh, good grief. Well, Archie, you tell him that I'll be right there. But listen, whatever you do, be nice to him. He's a very important customer.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure, Dad. Sure, Dad. Just leave it to me, Dad.
Yeah, I haven't got much choice. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Henderson, that was my father. And he'll be here in just a few minutes, a very few minutes. Won't you have a seat?
Thanks. I don't mind if I do.
No, Archie, here I am.
Oh, boy, Veronica. Veronica, I'm a little busy right now.
Wow, who sent for her?
Oh, Betty's here.
Veronica, I'm talking
yes,
to Mr.
Veronica,
Henderson.
Yes, Veronica, I'm here. Any objections?
Betty, would you and Veronica yes, just go into the other...
Yes, lots of objections, and I don't like your tone of voice.
No, Veronica,
oh, you don't. And just what are you going to do about it?
Mr.
You're
Henderson,
slap your
no,
face
please.
If you don't change your attitude.
Veronica, please don't.
What sort of an office is this, anyway?
Mr. Henderson,
I'd like to see you try it.
Oh, please. You would you? All right, there.
Betty, please don't start a fight now.
Start it, and I'll finish it.
I didn't
hold on. Just hit quick. You hold Betty. I'll hold Veronica.
Hurry up.
Veronica, go.
Who hit me? Who hit me?
Mr. Henderson, I'm...
Oh, what a wall. Wait, resist
me. Now, just... Okay. Just one minute. That's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Well, here I am, Archie. Here I am. Oh, Mr. Henderson. Well, hello, Mr. Henderson. How are
goodbye,
you?
Mr. Andrews.
You... Goodbye?
Yes, Andrews, goodbye. If you think I'll travel all the way from New York to place a large order with your company, and then have to take a taxi from the depot, and then find a bunch of young Indians running around here dressed like cannibals, and then, Mr. Andrews, stand here and get my face slapped.
What? Get your face slapped?
Yes, get my face slapped. I won't stand for it. I won't.
Well, Mr. Henderson, I'm dreadfully sorry.
Bet you are. Because I, Mr. Andrews, am going to take my business elsewhere. Goodbye.
Oh, but Mr. Henderson, I can explain now. I... Mr. Henderson? Oh, great. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Just one question. Just one.
Yes, Dad?
Did all those incredible things Mr. Henderson said happen to him really happen to him?
Well...
Never mind the well. Just yes or no.
Yes.
Oh, no! Because of you and your idiotic friends, I have just lost one of the biggest contracts I ever had. Because of you, J.P. Henderson will never deal with me again.
My goodness, did you say J.P. Henderson?
Well, I didn't say Nelson Rockefeller.
Well, you should be glad you're not doing business with J.P. Henderson.
Glad? I lose an order for thousands and thousands of dollars, and you stand there and tell me I should be glad?
Uh-huh. My daddy signed a contract with Mr. Henderson last year, and he says he'll regret it as long as he lives.
Regret it?
Uh-huh. Mr. Henderson doesn't have a penny to his name. He never pays for anything he buys. He still owes my father
$5,000. $5,000?
And my father spent all kinds of money on lawyers trying to collect, but he doesn't think he ever will.
He doesn't think he ever will? Whew. You mean to say that that's what I almost got into?
That's right. You're lucky you got out of it.
Good grief. Well, I guess I am. And I guess I can thank Archie for saving me.
You sure can, Mr. Andrews.
Archie,
Yes, Dad.
Son, wasn't there something you wanted to ask before a little while ago?
Yes, Dad.
Well, now, what was it, son? Just tell me. Just name it and it's yours.
Well, all I wanted was my allowance, Dad, so Jug and I can go to the movies.
Ha ha! Archie, you'll get your allowance. Yes, sir, right now. And I'll double it.
Double it?
Yes, and I'll even pay for Betty and Veronica if you want to take them to the movies.
Oh, gee whiz, Dad, I sure do. And thanks a million, Dad. Thanks a billion. Thanks a billion million.
Oh, not at all, son. Not at all. You earned every penny of it. So go ahead to the movies and have a good time.
Okay, Dad. Well, Jug, I guess I finally got my allowance. Yeah, I guess you did, Archie. But you know something? There must be an easier way to do it. There just must be.
And now back to the Andrews. It's later that same day, and Archie has just returned from the movies.
Well, Archie, did you have a nice time at the movies?
Oh, we sure did, Mom. It was swell.
Good. In fact, I think it was awfully nice of you to give the boy that extra money so he could take Veronica and the others.
Oh, he earned it, Mary. Believe me, he earned it. He really earned it when he saved me from signing a contract with J.P. Henderson.
Dad, that reminds me.
Yes, Archie.
After we got to the movies, Veronica remembered something.
Yes, son?
Well, she remembered the name of the man her father had all that trouble with. It wasn't J.P. Henderson. It was J.P. Johnson.
Oh, that...
Yeah.
J.P. Johnson? You mean that I have lost? I... Archie Andrews, you listen to me!
Chapter, The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zantel and based on the famous copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics Magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews were played by Alice Yerman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Jane Webb and Rosemary Rice. J.P. Henderson was played by William Keane, Miss Simmons with Jane Amar. This has been an NBC Radio Network production and was produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next week at the same time for more of the Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. And now this is Dick Dudley wishing you all a wonderful week till we meet again. So long, everybody!